play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Oh, Coach Massey's not going to like that. The PA guy just called us the Lady Silver Streaks. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Mattoon High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson for Silver Tree Girls Basketball. Streaks will start the same way they have throughout the season. Andrea Sampson, Emily Miner, Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg, and Chloe McCarthy. For the Salem Wildcats, Casey Sager, Trinity Meadows, Caitlin Maxey, Chloe Harness, just a freshman, Taylor Gillette, a sophomore. Stepping into the center circle for the Wildcats, Taylor Gillette, she is 5'10", and at 5'11", Emily Miner for the Streaks in their home white, silver numbers trimmed in black with silver trim. Salem in their road dark green, white numbers and letters with red and white piping. Ready to get things underway here this afternoon from Mattoon High School. Tip one by the Wildcats. And this is Casey Sager with the basketball. It's Trinity Meadows with it out at the point, working against Kelsey Legg. Out to the left wing it goes, and that is Casey Sager. Top of the key, this is Harness. Harness, I believe, averaging a double figures freshman. They get a double block to Sager. Nice defense by Kelsey Legg, keeping her from getting a shot off. Kicks it back out. Now Meadows has it out between the circles, working against Andrea Sampson. Dribbles right to the wing and hands off to Caitlin Maxey. She dribbles left. Left wing it goes to Chloe Harness. Now it's Meadows on the left wing. Thought about the three and then just lost the dribble. Had to run it down out near midcourt and gives top of the key to Taylor Gillette. Right wing, this is Maxey with it. Top of the key, it goes to Sager. Good defense by the Streaks so far. Good opening sequence by Galesburg. It's not just Salem being patient. Streaks are doing a good job of cutting off what they want to do.
Well, we're just about to a minute off the clock here. Streaks in the man-to-man defense, so they're doing a real nice job. I think Kelsey might have gotten away with a foul on that first play down at the baseline, but fortunately the officials letting them play a little bit.
Salem with a little bit of size. Three of the girls in there at 5'9", but not overall great size. Top of the key, this is Sager. Left wing, it goes to Meadows. Meadows goes baseline. They tried to cut her off, and then we might have gotten away with a foul there, too. She missed, got her own rebound. Now the rebound comes down to Yvonne Mixon for the Streaks. Galesburg on the run. Kelsey Legg down court. Chloe McCarthy running the floor. Up off the glass, left side and in. Good fast break by the Streaks. Galesburg leads 2-0, 6:25 to play here in the first quarter.
It was about a minute 20 on that first possession for
Salem. And honestly, it seemed to be more our defense than them trying to be patient.
Right. They just couldn't find any openings to get inside. They obviously have no interest in shooting it from the outside because they've spent the entire time trying to get inside. And now Kelsey Legg tips that one away, and Meadows jumped on her, but no call.
Well, I'm almost kind of glad because they were diving after the loose ball, and usually like in the Western Big Six, we see foul called on that. So I'm kind of glad that was a no call. Goes back to Salem as it went off Kelsey last, but Kelsey had tapped it away from her. Now, this is Maxey with it, the free throw line, left wing to Meadows. Tried to get it down inside to Gillette, nothing doing. Good defense by Emily Miner coming around and fronting. Now it's Chloe Harness, knocked away by Yvonne Mixon. Nope, Yvonne's going to get the foul second time going after. Good hustle by Yvonne, but just reached in an extra time there, got called the first foul of the basketball game.
Yeah, a good aggressive. I mean, you got to kind of feel the officials out at this point, so not a terrible foul there. But yeah, unfortunately, she's going to get called for that one.
Meadows holding on out near the center circle, directing some traffic. Kelsey Legg comes out on her. Meadows bounces the dribble to Chloe Harness. Harness puts it on the floor, lost a handle on it. Fortunately for her, Taylor Gillette there to pick it up. Gillette drives left side, gives to Sager. Sager penetrates, kicks back out to Harness. Harness to the right wing to Gillette. Or rather, this is Harness. Now Yvonne Mixon steals the pass away to Kelsey Legg. Down court to Chloe McCarthy running in. Overthrew her, though. Hatter's a little bit too high on the pass, had Emily Miner going down the right side too. Probably at that time, Kelsey would have been better off just dribbling it on down and then looking to see if there was an opening. But a little bit too much traffic that time, had to throw it too high.
Teams trade turnovers here, and both teams still feeling each other out as we've only had one bucket so far in the first almost 3 minutes of this ball game.
This is Haynes with it, I'm sorry. And now a steal by Emily Miner, and Emily traveled with it, and they didn't call it. Now gets it to Kelsey Legg. Good hustle by Emily.
I don't think Kelsey got herself established in the backcourt before
sure
she touched it.
Did Yvonne Mixon cause that loose ball that Emily Miner picked up? Now Andrea Sampson for three right wing. Missed that one. Ooh. And the rebound is going to let it fall out of bounds. And Salem will bring it back the other way. Andrea a little upset with herself. Didn't hit anything on that one. But got to keep shooting. Got to get the feel for the gym here.
Yeah, and she shot that one just way too strong.
This is Edwards for Salem. Right wing cut off by Kelsey Legg. Now goes to the free throw line and gives to Sager. Sager dribbles right, gives way to Maxie. Maxie shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy, and Chloe brings the rebound down.
I actually thought she was trying to pass that inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Chloe knocks it away and steals it. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0. Andrea Sampson penetrates, splits the defenders up off the glass and in. What a nice move by Andrea Sampson. Took it right through the defenders and got behind them, put it up and in. 4-0 streaks. Want to see more of that from her. I was talking with her dad about that in the before the game a little bit ago, about her being aggressive. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, you're much stronger than most of those young ladies. Just go to the basket. You're going to get there as the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Salem.
Yeah, Sager's shot just a little long there. And unfortunately for the Streaks, it's one of those where if you're expecting it to hit the rim and then it doesn't, it can get down on you quick, and I think that's what happened there.
Edwards shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. It'll go back to Salem. Meadows. First substitutions, Deja Range in for the Streaks, Lauren Campbell in as well as Yvonne Mixon and Chloe McCarthy get a break.
Who blocked that, Kelsey?
Kelsey with a block.
Okay.
Inbound comes to Haynes, misses the shot. And Kelsey Legg down to Lauren Campbell, left wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Emily Miner tips the rebound up, finally brings it down. It gets knocked to the floor. Oh, they're going to call a travel. She got knocked to the floor. Came down off balance, went to the floor. And now a
30-second
timeout called by Salem with 3:46 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 4-0. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Silver Streak road games and driving a really, really nice vehicle. Biggest one I've ever driven. Takes some getting used to. It's the 2017 Nissan Titan, the XD. This is the three-quarter ton truck. You can just it's a diesel engine, and it's got, I mean, the thing, it's fully loaded. Nice to have heated seats when it's this cold out, that's for sure. Just really nice, the full crew cab, four-door. And a very, very nice vehicle. And you get out on the highway, it's like, man, I don't even realize I'm in a truck. This thing just rides so well. But some really great deals right now on 2017 Titans. 0% for 72 months plus $2,000 cash or $8,000 year-end savings and a lifetime warranty as well. Check out this and all their selection of 2017 Titans. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Salem with the basketball, 3.5 to play here in the first quarter. This is Haynes drives in, missed the shot. Kelsey Legg with a rebound for the Streaks. On the run, down it goes to Andrea Sampson on the right side. Back out to Kelsey, right of the center circle.
Kelsey yet to score a point, but she's already got a block, a rebound, and a steal. So she's doing it every other way.
And now a foul from behind as Emily Miner's posted up. Kelsey got the ball into her, but a push from behind called against Taylor Gillette. That'll be the first foul on Salem here this afternoon.
Foul's called against the Wildcats.
Streaks lead 4-0, 3:12 to play here in the first quarter. In it comes to Andrea Sampson, right baseline, back to Lauren Campbell. Now it's Kelsey Legg, right of the center circle. Top of the key, Deja Range with it. Looks over the defense, left side out high. It goes to Lauren Campbell. Now to Deja, wow, going down to the left side of the lane and overthrew. I think Deja thought it was for somebody else. I don't know if she could have gotten more than a hand or a fingertip on that ball.
No, and I think Lauren thought that Deja was going to be able to break free, and she had the defender kind of holding her up a little bit.
Salem with it. Top of the key, this is Sager. Bounces right side for Maxie. Maxie drives baseline, cut off by Lauren Campbell. Now back out to the wing. Picks up, looks for help. In the paint it goes to Meadows. She splits the defender. Shot blocked by Emily Miner. The official in a bad position called the foul. I think it's going to go against Emily. And it does. First foul on Emily Miner. Second team foul on the Streaks. So Trinity Meadows goes to the free throw line with two shots, trying to get Salem on the board. And missed the first one. High off the back iron as Megan Lingefelter checks in for the first time. Yvonne Mixon and Chloe McCarthy back in. Lauren Campbell, Andrea Sampson, Emily Miner get a break for the Streaks.
You know, that the official here made a similar call in the Mattoon-only game right before this, in which he was in a bad position and called a foul on a clean block that I don't even think there was anything but ball touched.
Second free throw was good for Meadows. Nice fast break by the Streaks. Yvonne Mixon put the shot up and got a little bit too far under the basket. Couldn't get it, but the Streaks get it back. Good hustle by Megan Lingefelter. Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Megan Lingefelter dribbles left. Miss Deja in the paint there. Now gives to Kelsey between the circles. 2:16 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 4-1. Deja range near the center circle. Out high left side, Chloe McCarthy. Chloe dribbles right, gives to Megan, top of the key. Megan Lingefelter with it on the dribble, gives to Kelsey Legg out high on the right side. Kelsey dribbles to the wing, now picks up. Ball gets knocked away by Meadows. It's going to go back to the Streaks. With exactly 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, Galesburg leading 4-1. Streaks will have it out far on the right baseline. Kelsey Legg will trigger.
Not going to score any or hit any scoring records in this game.
No, not at all. Chloe McCarthy with it, dribbles right, stops to Deja Range, top of the key. Deja gets slapped across the arm.
Yeah,
ball got knocked away.
How you didn't call that
yeah.
one?
And fortunately, Megan Lingefelter there to pick it up. Now Megan has it, gives to Yvonne, top of the key. Tried to get it down to Deja, posted up, and the ball got knocked away from behind. Now it's stolen as Gillette let it go, and it was Chloe McCarthy came up with the left baseline, drives in, took some contact, couldn't hit the shot, but nice hustle by Yvonne Mixon to get it back for the Streaks. Right wing, Kelsey Legg, and she's going to get called for the travel. Made fake the three on the right wing, then shuffled the feet before she got it on the floor.
Five turnovers now for the Silver Streaks, four for Mattoon, or Salem, excuse me.
Riley Jenkins in for the Streaks for the first time here this afternoon. 5'5 freshman.
Throws me because Salem and Mattoon both green, a similar shade of green at that.
Yeah. But Mattoon with what, the yellow with theirs? And
yeah,
Salem
like
with
a
the,
gold.
With the white and green as Meadows drives down the right side, got a layup up off the glass and in. She's got all three of the Salem points. Streaks lead 4-3, 1:12 to play here in quarter number one. Riley Jenkins, right wings out high, right side of Yvonne Mixon. Nice high low pass to Emily Miner rolling toward the basket. She lays it up and in. 6-3 Streaks, a minute to play first quarter. Yvonne vying for that Days Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game again.
Emily had 10 points last year against Salem. She's the second leading scorer for the Streaks.
And another steal for Yvonne, but the ball got knocked away from behind, and picking it up is Sagar. That should have been a double dribble. She dribbled it once after it got knocked away. Sagar drives down the right side, lays it up, can't hit. Rebound's going to go back to the Streaks as it went. So I thought Emily might have tapped it last, but they say it went off of Taylor Gillette. Andrea Sampson back in. She'll replace Megan Lingefelter. In for Salem is Elizabeth Barnett.
Well, the clock operator a little slow there.
35 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins down the left side. Scoops a shot up off the glass short. And now she's going to get called for going over the back.
Yep.
Yeah, she tried to follow her shot, and Maxie was there to block her out. Went up over her back. First foul on Riley Jenkins. 31.4 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 6-3.
If you told me at the beginning of the game, Tom, we were only going to score 6 points in this first quarter, I would not have believed it, but that's where we stand. 6-3 right now, and Salem has a chance to hold for the last shot.
I mean, if you had told me we were up like 12-0, I would have believed you because of the way we played defense that first game, and we got hustled down and got a fast break shot, and now travel is going to be called on Casey Sagar. It'll go back to the Streaks.
And a bad turnover because as she turns it over with 13.8 left, now the Streaks have an opportunity to tack on to the lead here before the end of the quarter.
Kelsey Legg will walk it across for the Streaks with 10, dribbles right with 8, now goes to the right wing, picks up with 7. Gives to Andrea, top of the key, fires a 3 with 4 seconds left, missed it, rebound, Chloe McCarthy running after, it's going to fall out of bounds, so it was 7/10 to play.
I don't really understand why they gave up on chasing that ball. It was two Streaks, it was Emily Miner and Chloe McCarthy, and it looked like it was within reach of both of them. Maybe they thought the clock was going to run out, because there it goes.
All right, we have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streak 6, the Salem Wildcats 3. We'll come back with the second quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
DHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg. Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24-7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter of basketball in the books from the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Salem Wildcats 6-3. Yes, only 6 points by the Streaks, three by Salem here on the first quarter. Galesburg with the ball to start the second quarter. Kelsey Lake gets to Yvonne, mixing out high on the left side. Back to Emily Miner, top of the key. Looks over the defense, missed Chloe McCarthy going through the lane there. Now Kelsey Legg has it out high left side. Right wing it goes to Andrea Sampson on the skip pass. Andrea bounces for Yvonne out high right side. Emily Miner down on the right block, puts up the little baby hook, short with it. Yvonne there for the rebound, too far under, missed the putback. Emily with the putback, can't hit. Yvonne with another rebound, lost her balance, fell to the floor. Chloe McCarthy picks it up. Good hustle again by the Streaks on the offensive glass.
Yeah, Yvonne should have taken that ball to the other side of the basket. She got caught too far under.
Now she gets another one posted up. Can't hit that one. May have taken some contact, and this time the Wildcats have it. This is Meadows with it on the dribble. Gives way to Maxie. Maxie now Gillette, top of the key, working against Emily Meinert. And I'm not sure if Yvonne got away from it with a push or that Haynes just fell. Looked like she kind of went flying there. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if she was setting a pick or not. Haynes has it out high left side. Left wing it goes to Maxie. Now it's Meadows with it between the circles, under 7 minutes to play first half. Meadows dribbles right, gives off to Barnett, who's still in for Salem. Now it's Maxie out high left side, trying to work it inside, and there's Streaks defense just too good under there. Now the steal by Chloe McCarthy. Emily Miner was around fronting Gillette. They tried to throw it over the top, and there was Chloe McCarthy. Now Andrea with a three from the right wing. That was short. Actually, they say she stepped on the line as Yvonne Mixon chased the rebound down. Now it's Emily Miner drives down the right side on the pass from Kelsey Legg and can't hit, but the rebound again offensively for Yvonne Mixon, who gave it to Chloe McCarthy. She got tied up in the paint, and it's going to go back to Salem.
If the Streaks get any kind of lead in this game, bigger than 10 points, the game will be over, because Salem takes about anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute and a half to run their offense. So,
and then not necessarily get a good shot off if they even get a shot off. Meadows with it on the dribble, cut off by Kelsey Legg, gets to the right wing to Haynes. Haynes had somebody going down the lane there, but there's Kelsey Legg to steal it away. Kelsey on the dribble, two-on-one break. Kelsey down the right side against Haynes, lays it up, missed it. Emily Miner there to clean it up, up off the glass, miss. Yvonne Mixon there for the rebound and put back. Streaks absolutely dominating the offensive glass. Actually, the first basket by Yvonne. We've said her name a lot, first time she scored. And now a miss on an air ball on a layup by Maxie. And was that Andrea with the rebound, I think? And now a bump out near midcourt as Kelsey Legg was handling the ball. Got bumped by Caitlin Maxie. That'll be her first foul.
Well, the Streaks should be able to put up some more points, but part of the issue right now is Yvonne and Emily have combined for a 2-for-9 number so far. Now, the plus is, even though they're 2-for-9, they've combined for 9 rebounds, and 8 of them are offensive. So they're at least keeping possessions alive.
Right. Back in, Lauren Campbell for the Streaks. Also back in, Deja Range. This is Emily Meinert on the right side. Tried to get it posted up to Andrea Sampson. She's fouled from behind, bumped by Elizabeth Barnett. That's another thing. I mean, Andrea's strong enough. She can go down there and post out. There's not too many people, any guards that are going to be able to handle her strength in there. And that time, Barnett had to kind of reach around and foul her to knock it away.
Yeah, Barnett looks like she'd blow away in a strong wind, so that doesn't help her either.
Inbound to Deja Range on the right block. Spins to her right, missed the shot. But Lauren Campbell there with the offensive rebound. Up off the glass, missed. This time, Deja with the offensive rebound. Nope, lost the handle, had to save it in bounds, and it's picked up by Haynes for Salem. Now it's Meadows, cut off again by nice defense by Kelsey Legg and Edwards, or Meadows. I don't know where she was going with it. I guess she was trying to get it to Sager and just threw it out of bounds. So another Salem turnover. Streaks lead 8-3, 5:17 to play here in the first half.
And for those that enjoy very solid basketball. We haven't seen it yet as the teams have combined for 17 turnovers.
Wow. Andrea Sampson with it. Gets a pick from Deja. Dribbles right now. Split to defenders, but got a stolen away that time by
18.
Meadows.
And we're going to get a Andrea's lucky that it's only going to be a common foul because she kind of shoved Meadows in the back when she was going up for that layup.
First foul on Andrea Sampson.
It's
14
actually,
fouls.
Yeah, they did give it to her. Okay, I thought he had a four up, and I thought he was going with Lauren.
Trinity Meadows goes to the free throw line.
She was one for two earlier and has already missed the front end of this one.
Meadows with all three of Salem's points. Megan Lingefelter back in for the Streaks.
Wow, she went way higher on that shot.
Put that one in, so she's two for four. She's got all four of the Salem points. 5 minutes to play first half. Streaks lead 8-4. Deja Range to Emily Meinert out high right side. Kelsey Legg. Backdoor pass. Emily Meinert on the left side. Emily kicks back out to Megan Lingefelter. Megan fires a long three. Got it! Up high on the left side. Megan Lingefelter. First three of the ball game for the Streaks. And make it 11-4 with 4:43 to play in the first half. Good job by Emily when she got that that backdoor pass. She was a little far away from the basket. She turned and kicked it back out. Megan wide open and nailed the shot.
Yeah, if you're Coach Kessler, you got to be starting to get worried because the Streaks, again, like I said earlier, the Streaks push this lead much higher. There's not enough offensive firepower on Salem to be able to do anything. That should have been a travel. She went to the floor with the ball.
Yeah, now a tie-up called, but a good defense again. I think it was Kelsey Legg that reached in there and knocked the ball away initially from Haynes. Ball went to the floor with Gillette holding on to it, and they ended up tying her up. Streaks get it back on the alternate possession. Kelsey Legg will walk it up for the Streaks. They lead 11-4. Out high right side, Emily Meinert. To Deja Range between the circles. Now it's Kelsey Legg out high left side. Right wing goes to Megan Lingefelter, who should have taken the three, but bounces inside for Deja instead. And Deja had a stolen away. She pulled up above her head, and somehow Sager is able to reach up there and grab it.
Sure what Deja was thinking there.
Now good fast break by Salem as they got behind the Streaks defense, and Taylor Gillette lays it up and in and make it 11-6. Now it's Lauren Campbell, left wing. She'll fire the three. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up. Now it's brought down by Sager, but a stolen pass on the outlet by Kelsey Legg. Right wing, Megan Lingefelter. Back to Kelsey out high right side. Had Emily open there, missed her on the right side. Now she gets fouled by Meadows. Trinity Meadows picks up her first, I believe. That's her first foul. Or no, they got her for two. Okay. Back in for the Streaks, Chloe McCarthy, also Yvonne Mixon, Andrea Sampson back in as well. 3:37 to play first half. Streaks lead 11-6. First game of the day. Streaks will turn around again and play at schedule for 4:30. Guessing since this one started late, there's one game after this. We're guessing that one will start a little bit late as well. Then the Galesburg boys later on tonight, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament as they will take on, who do they have tonight? They've got Rochester tonight.
However, that being said, it's possible that with how quick this game is going that we might be able to make up some time for this tournament because, I mean, the first possession alone took a minute and a half. So that's, you know, compared to most games, that's real-time minute and a half probably only gets you about 30 seconds into a game.
Chloe McCarthy drives baseline cut off, tries to throw it outside, but it gets tapped away, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. Ball went out of bounds near midcourt. 3:19 to play first half. Streaks leading 11-6. Emily Meinert gets up to check back in. She'll replace Deja Range. So the Streak starters back on the floor, and Chloe McCarthy will inbound from just in front of the scorer's table. And it comes to Kelsey in the center circle in the backcourt. Brings it across. Try to get to Yvonne. Threw it right down at her ankles, and now another tie-up. This time it's going to go back to Mattoon. And that's, Kelsey just, I'm not sure what she's thinking on that pass. It's way too close of a bounce pass for Yvonne to be able to handle. 3:12 to play in the half. How many turnovers combined?
22 now.
Wow.
Yep. I suppose the good news, if you're either team, is that it's 50-50. That should have been a double dribble.
Yeah. Banning lost the handle, got knocked away, and she dribbled with both hands and caught it, dribbled it again as Emily Meinert comes up with a steal for the Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play in the half, 11-6 Galesburg. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, gets a pick from Emily Meinert, dribbles right, stops, fires from on top of the three-point arc. Good! Andrea Sampson with her second basket. That was a nice decision that time. She could have maybe gotten a little closer to the basket, but still pulled up and had the wide open shot. Now down on the right side, Haynes misses the 8-footer, but the put back offensive rebound by Gillette, no good. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound for the Streaks. Now down it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Emily Minot running the floor left side, puts up the five-footer, missed it. And Yvonne flies in after the rebound, knocked it away, but it's taken out by Caitlin Maxey for Salem. Maxey on the dribble, down the left side, knocked away by Kelsey Legg. Goes out of bounds on the far side of the court, and Salem will have it as 33. Malia Harris checks in. She replaces Caitlin Maxey.
Who took the shot for us down there? Was it
Chloe? Emily.
Emily. Wow. Emily and Yvonne just really struggling with their shots right now. Emily's 1-for-6, and Yvonne's 1-for-4.
And they're getting their close shots.
Right.
I don't know what's going on with them right now.
It's not used to these rims yet, I suppose.
Yeah. 2:05 to play here in the first half. This one, this basket on our end we're looking at, we're just about even with it. It looks like it actually leans down.
Right.
Like it's low in front as Salem turns it over again with 2:03 to play. 13-6, the Streaks lead. Kelsey Legg will walk it across for the Streaks in the center circle. Big green M in the middle of the floor. Now it's Yvonne Mixon to Andrea Sampson in the paint. Andrea, turnaround, 10-footer, no good. Yvonne there with a rebound. Putback is no good. And Taylor Gillette with a rebound for Salem. Outlet to Banning. Banning left side on the wing. And a near steal by Kelsey Legg. And Kelsey dives and gets it to Emily Meyer. Great hustle by Kelsey Legg. Also vying for that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We've seen a lot of great hustle from her. Here, especially defensively early as well.
Yeah, three steals here in the first half.
Yvonne Mixon to Emily Minor in the paint. She comes up short again. Her shot just looks strange. She's falling off the palm of her hand instead of going up off her fingertips.
Well,
just,
and she doesn't look like she has a lot of power on the shot either.
Now Kelsey with another near steal goes into the backcourt. Now hustle by Chloe McCarthy. We're going to have a tie-up. Great hustle by this Streaks team. This is the thing. Even though this hasn't been great basketball here this afternoon, this is what's fun to watch. When you see the ladies diving after the ball, going after loose balls, knocking away and diving on the floor, that makes it more fun.
Well, right now the Streaks have 11 steals in this first half. 4 from Chloe McCarthy, 3 from Kelsey Legg, and a pair apiece between Yvonne and Emily.
Riley Jenkins going to give Kelsey Legg a break as she's a little bit winded. She's been doing a lot defensively. Now Yvonne Mixon with a near steal, and now a pass underneath up off the glass. Shot is no good by Destiny Williams, and Yvonne Mixon with another rebound for the Streaks. Now Riley Jenkins, the freshman, with it. Down court to Chloe McCarthy on the left wing.
9 rebounds now for Yvonne.
Now Yvonne posted up left side, can't hit, but she's fouled. Foul against Williams, so Yvonne's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. And Destiny Williams picks up the foul. So Yvonne Mixon to the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Officials down here talking to Coach Massey.
Yvonne, first free throw off the back iron. Bounces high, no good. 49.3 to play here in the half. Streaks lead 13-6, and Yvonne missed that one, but Emily Minor keeps it alive, and it's run down by Riley Jenkins. Riley gets to Chloe, left wing, fires a 3, short. And the rebound's going to fall out of bounds and go back to Salem with 41.6 to play. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk a little bit about this one, run down our halftime scoreboard, our halftime stats as well.
Good thing is the stats are probably going to be pretty quick on
this
one.
Yep, except for the turnovers.
Yeah.
Now a travel against Sagar.
Team stats will be the only thing that it's going to take a little bit to add, because that is now 16 turnovers for the Salem Wildcats.
37.9 to play. Streaks have it. Sagar, I'm not sure what she did in the backcourt. She just was kind of uncontested and traveled with it.
Yeah, she decided she was going to try to do a jump pass, but I think while gathering the ball, she didn't gather cleanly and had to take that extra step.
Emily Minor, top of the key, high low to Yvonne Mixon, left side up off the glass. There we go. That'll get the lid off the basket for her. She's got 4 feed from Emily Minor, make it 15-6 Streaks. This is Sagar. Right side ball knocked away from Williams. She gets it back. Now this is Banning with it. Top of the key, it is Maxey down the left block, up and in. Nice move by Taylor Gillette. Took the contact, got it up and in. PA. G-I-L-L-E-T-T, I guess that makes sense. Gillette.
That's her second.
But she'll go to the free throw line as Emily Minor just picked up her second foul. 11.1 to play in the half. Streaks leading 15-8. Gillette at the free throw line. And airballed it.
Well, Kelsey Legg back into the game for Riley Jenkins as the streak should have one more shot in this one. 10 seconds, 9, 8.
Kelsey across midcourt with 7, dribbles right with 5. Now top of the key, Andrea faked the three, now stops and gives to Emily Miner. She'll fire the three from straight on off the back iron at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Salem Wildcats here on the opener of the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. It's Galesburg 15 and Salem 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Your call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. We were just broken into and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Each SimpliSafe system is a thoughtfully assembled security arsenal. From entry and motion sensors to a high-definition security camera, you'll have everything you need to keep your family safe. CNET called it comprehensive, easy-to-use protection, naming it Editor's Choice for Home Security. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Right now, save big with SimpliSafe for the new year. Get $200 off our most popular home security system at simplisafe.com/new. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Salem Wildcats by a score of 15-8. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency here in Galesburg. Well, the first game of two today for the Streaks. They'll play again. And what time are we? It's about 1:40. About 3.5 or 4 hours they'll play again, as they've got a game scheduled for 4:30, so about 4:10 pregame or 4:06 pregame is what it's scheduled for. Depends on how quickly this game gets over, then the one following this. But the Streaks will turn around and play Sullivan this afternoon, Sullivan Redskins. And, of course, we'll have that one for you here. The other games going on here today, we already had Altamont and Sullivan played the first game, followed by Effingham, St. Anthony, and Vandalia. Mattoon and Olney just preceded this game. Then Olney and Vandalia will play after us. The other games tonight following the Streaks will be Salem and Altamont, and Mattoon takes on Effingham, St. Anthony. Coming up tomorrow, Streaks have the early one. They'll play Altamont. That'll be at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We'll take the air at about 8:06 here on WGIL. And what happens in these first three games will determine what time we'll play tomorrow night. The likely scenario, it'll be either a 7 o'clock or an 8:30 game. You never know, though, but that would be the most likely scenario, that it'll be one of those games tomorrow night. The Galesburg High boys in action a little bit later on this evening. They're over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, and they'll open play tonight against the Rochester Rockets. Rochester struggling. I think they're 0-7. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you. 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip tonight over at Taylorville. Then the boys will play twice tomorrow. Now, their first game tomorrow is a 9 o'clock start, 8:40 pregame. That game will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. So the girls will be here on WGIL because we're starting a little bit earlier. The boys will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. They'll take on Rantoul tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon slash evening, 5:06 pregame and 5:30 scheduled tip against Dunlap. And then figure it out from there after the first two games where we'll go from there. Get our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 15-8. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Start your Saturday with Galesburg Live.
Hi, I'm Will Stevenson, and I'll be your host for the last Galesburg Live of the year this Saturday. At 7:10, we'll talk both city issues and legal issues with attorney and 7th Ward Alderman Jeremy Carlin. Then at 8:10, you'll meet Laurel Almquist of Galva. She has relatives in this area, and she's becoming quite the well-known harp player.
Galesburg Live, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Bilt Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Increasing clouds the rest of today, high of 9 above, wind chills near 9 below. 50-50 chance of snow overnight tonight, a low of 3 above, wind chill near 6 below. Below zero wind chills in the morning tomorrow with cloudy skies and a chance of snow and a high of 17. Right now it's 4 above with a wind chill of 8 below at WGIL.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Mattoon High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Salem Wildcats 15-8. Tom Erdeth, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, not a lot to talk about scoring-wise. 4 points for Andrea Sampson. 4 points for Yvonne Mixon on a couple of baskets, over 2 from the line. 2 points for Emily Miner. 2 for Chloe McCarthy. 3 for Megan Lingenfelter on a three-pointer. Streaks with a 1-3, over 2 from the line. Salem, only 2 players scored. 4 points for Trinity Meadows on a basket. 2 for 4 from the line. 2 baskets for Taylor Gillette, over 1 from the line. They were 2 of 5 from the line. No three-pointers in the first half.
16 turnovers for Salem, only, I suppose, 12 for the Streaks. Seems combined for 28. Streaks out-rebounding the Salem Wildcats 21-14, including 14-5 on the offensive board. Salem 3 for 13 from the field. They did not attempt a three-pointer in that first half. The Streaks, on the other hand, are 6 of 22 from inside the arc, 1 of 7 for distance. So Salem is shooting 23%. On 13 shots. The Streaks are shooting 24% on 29 shots. So neither team really lighting the nets on fire here. Some individual stats to kind of keep an eye on just because they're getting up there. Yvonne Mixon has 9 rebounds, with 6 of those being offensive. And Chloe McCarthy has 4 steals, and Kelsey Legg has 3 steals.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks lead at 15-8 here at halftime. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, as they provide our transportation all streaks road games. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Driving a 2017 Nissan Titan 3/4 ton, the crew cab. Really, really nice ride. Nice view. You got to check this out and check out all their selection of the 2017s. 0% for 72 months plus $2,000 or $8,000 year-end savings and a lifetime warranty. This pro-certified lifetime warranty costs you nothing. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited miles, unlimited time, absolutely no cost. You know, this is for vehicles 5 years older or newer, under 80,000 miles, which this vehicle in particular, only, what, maybe 600 or so miles on it. But what a great deal. Now, the certified pre-owns, that's a whole different thing. They've got their own special thing. We'll tell you about that coming up in the second half. But yeah, with this, the new pro-certified lifetime warranty doesn't cost you anything. Again, any vehicle 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, whether it's pre-owned or new, you get that pro-certified lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streets with the basketball to start the second half here on the near end of the court where we're sitting, leading 15-8. Right wing, this is Andrea Sampson with us. Stops, thought about the three, now gives off to Yvonne Mixon. Now Kelsey Legg with it. Kelsey penetrates, splits the defenders up off the glass, can't hit. Emily Miner down with a rebound, missed a shot, but got her own rebound, but she stepped out of bounds after she's got it back. I'm not sure if she got hit on the arm or she lost her balance going up for that shot on the putback.
Well, I will tell you that she got away with a push.
Yeah, that maybe she lost her balance on the push going after the rebound.
Because she shoved the girl in the back when she went up for the offensive rebound, got the ball, and then was falling backwards. You know, Kelsey Legg, we've seen her have a propensity to be able to turn that corner and get down the lane. However, she just, at this stage of her career, has not figured out how to finish that shot. And if she could learn how to finish, that would probably add 6 to 8 points a game for her because she has good speed once she turns the jets on.
This is Maxie, left side shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy. They're going to call her for the foul, maybe with a body. I mean, it's completely clean with a hand, that's for sure.
Well, that reminds me of the call I saw this other guy do in the game before ours. There was absolutely no contact, and the shot was blocked up top, and it's still a foul gets called.
So Caitlin Maxie goes to the free throw line with two shots. First foul on Chloe. Free throw up and good for Maxie.
That's her first point of the game.
Streaks lead 15-9, 7:19 to play here in the third quarter. Second shot up and good as well, so they hit double figures here in the second half. And the Streaks have it. Kelsey Legg with it to Andrea Sampson between the circles. Dribbles left, Andrea left wing. Kicks out high to Emily. Emily Miner gives way to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey dribbles right.
Yeah, Emily just got away with an illegal screen.
Now they're going to call a foul on Gillett.
Yeah.
Is it Gillett or Gillett?
Gillett.
Gillett.
Emily's fairly fortunate there because the foul is going to go against, like you said, Gillett. But what a play right there by the Streaks.
Inbounds play, Kelsey Legg to Yvonne Mixon, wide open under the right side of the basket, puts it up and in. She's got six now, make it 17-10 Streaks. Now Yvonne nearly comes up with a steal. Now Maxie has it, fires a 15-footer right side, missed it, rebound on the weak side to Emily Meinert.
But like I was saying, Emily got away with an illegal screen. She's got to be careful because Meadows was definitely acting it out to try to draw the officials' attention. So Meadows is going to do what she can to try to do the same.
Backdoor pass from Kelsey Legg to Emily Miner. Can't hit the shot. And Yvonne Mixon hustle, saves it inbounds. But Sager comes up with it for Salem. Now it's Meadows. Meadows down the right side, leans in, took some contact, ran into. Probably a good move where she ran into Kelsey Legg. They didn't call anything, which was probably the no call was the right thing. But Meadows able to take the contact, put it up and in. She's got six, make it 17-12 Streaks. Emily Miner mid-post travel with it. Yeah, they're going to make the call. Yeah, she caught it. Kareem used to get away with that. He'd get in. You always knew he was going to do the sky hook because he'd shuffle his feet first. And Emily made the catch and then kind of bounced again and moved a little bit and got caught. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 17-12 lead. This is Meadows. Dribbles right. Now back to the left and hands off to Sager, top of the key. Bounces for Maxie. Maxie dribbles to the free throw line. Bounces out to Meadows. Meadows left side. She'll bounce it to Haynes. Now it's Maxie, right side, drives baseline, shot partially blocked by Chloe McCarthy, but she gets her own rebound. Now it's Meadows, left wing, 14-footer up, missed. Yvonne Mixon with another rebound, knocked away from behind, ball goes to the floor. We're going to have another tie-up called, and this time the possession arrow points toward Salem. Megan Lingenfelter will place Chloe McCarthy, 5:34 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 17-12 lead. Sager to inbound from the left baseline for Salem. And it comes to Meadows. Meadows drives baseline. Now cut off by Kelsey Legg. Brings it back out to the wing. Top of the key it goes to Maxie. Maxie out high right side to Sager. Bounces down on the block for Haynes. Turns, puts shot up off the glass. Hits nothing but glass. But Gillett with the offensive rebound missed the putback, but the second time is going to go off of Emily Minert, so Salem will get it back once again.
Just a sloppy game altogether. Streaks a five-point advantage right now. But this is one of those games you don't want to give Salem a lot of confidence because then momentum might build.
Yeah. Maxie has it out high right side. Top of the key, it's Meadows. Meadows dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Scoops a shot up, but not going to be good, but fouled by Kelsey Lake. Kelsey's done a pretty good job of staying in front of her, but she made a crossover that time, got behind Kelsey. She had to reach across. Probably not a bad foul. Kept her from getting an easy layup. First foul on Kelsey Lake, so Trinity Meadows goes to the free throw line where she was 2 for 4 in the first half.
And she's going to miss the front end of this one, too. So she continues the streak of missing the first one. Now, in the first half, she hit the second free throw in each attempt. See if she does the same here, and she goes high again.
Nope, missed it, and the rebound tipped up by Yvonne Mixon. Then Megan Lingenfelter couldn't hold on. It'll go back to Salem. Deja Range will check in. She'll replace Emily Minard. Emily with the two fouls. 5:06 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 17-12.
Well, these are the things the Streaks can't do, is let Salem extend possessions by getting offensive rebounds, or there the Streaks just not securing the rebound.
Meadows, left side, scoops a shot up, no good. Rebound, Yvonne Mixon. She double figures in rebounds now.
11.
Megan Lingenfelter with it to try to get to Deja. Boy, should have bounced that one, Megan. Good thought. Had Deja running the floor, but tried to go over the top. Got knocked away. Streaks will have it, though, on the left baseline. It'll be Kelsey Legg to inbound. And Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 4:52 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 17-12. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And, you know, one of the great things, they're pre-owned. They're certified pre-owned. Boy, you can buy buy with confidence. There's so many things they do for you. 167-point inspection. Every one of the vehicles goes through that. They've got covered with a 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-backed limited warranty. Covers over 600 components, including the engine, the drivetrain, the transmission. You get a Carfax vehicle history report and roadside assistance. All kind of great things with the certified pre-owns at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks with the basketball. They'll inbound from the left baseline. Kelsey Legg will do the honors. And it comes to Yvonne Mixon up off the glass and in. Yvonne with all four of the Streaks points here in the second half. She's got 8 to go along with 11 rebounds. Looking at another double-double. 19-12 Streaks, 4:40 to play third quarter. Meadows with it out between the circles, dribbles right and gives to Maxie. Maxie back to the left to the free throw line, gives way to Sagar. She puts up the 14-footer, no good. Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streaks. Andrea on the run across midcourt right side. And she'll give it up to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Now to Andrea right side. Gives to Yvonne, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Kelsey. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter out high left side. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Gives to Andrea on the right wing. Now it's Megan, swing it to Kelsey down on the left block. Goes to Yvonne up off the glass, can't hit. Deja with the offensive rebound, put back up and good. Deja Range with her first basket. That was a tough shot because she brought the rebound down in traffic, went up with some contact, put it up and in, make it 21-12 Streaks. Hey, our first palindrome score for a while. 3:50 to play here in the third quarter. Now a timeout called.
Full
timeout called by Megan Kessler of Salem. Streaks lead 21-12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
It's game two of a doubleheader this afternoon as the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Sullivan Redskins at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 4:06 on WGIL.
steal by Lauren Campbell on the inbound after the timeout. Takes it all the way down, lays it up and in, and the Streaks now lead 23-12 over the Salem Wildcats. Tom Meredith there, Gibson from Mattoon High School, the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and the Salem Wildcats. Salem with it. This is Haynes. Dribbles right. Bounces for Barnett back in the ball game. Now this is Meadows with it. Top of the key, it goes to Sager. Sager dribbles right, kicks out to Meadows, right wing, fires a three, good. Well, Trinity Meadows with the first, that's the first three of the ball game, first three attempted even by Salem. Now Emily Miner threw it away. She got it down mid-block on the right side and tried to throw it back out top to Kelsey Legg and just was off the mark with the pass. And the Streaks turned it over. Well, you had the 11-point lead. Now they're back. Back to eight. You'd like to have that double-digit lead heading into the fourth quarter and don't let them get any confidence. This is Maxie with it on the dribble. Goes left to the wing. Picks up.
Oh, geez. Kelsey Legg just put Gillette on her butt on the floor.
Now a shot blocked by Deja Range as it was Haynes trying to hit the shot. Streaks have it. Lauren Campbell bounces for Deja running the floor. Spins in the paint. Puts it up. Hammered. And she's going to go to the free throw line. Great hustle by Deja after the block shot, hustled down, and the recipient of the pass on the fast break, and Deja will go to the free throw line with two shots. Foul went against Sager.
21, okay. He put up the one and the two, and I thought it was 12.
Yeah,
but I'm
no
like,
12 out
no
there.
12.
Yeah. Megan Lingenfelter couldn't have been on her. Deja Range, first free throw up and good.
Foul was signaled against 21.
So Deja with three all here in the third quarter.
Coach Kessler having a discussion with one of the officials, presumably about her player hitting the floor.
Second shot, no good. Maxie with a rebound for Salem.
Free throws just not coming easy for the Streaks either in this
one. One for four. Meadows gives to Sager, top of the key. Back to Meadows, right wing, fires another three.
She's
too strong on that one. Yep, way too strong. She was feeling it, not the right feeling, though. Streaks come away with it. It's Kelsey Legg. Streaks with numbers. Down court it goes to Lauren Campbell. Stolen away, though, by Meadows, and now they've got numbers. Down it goes to Maxie, left side, lays it up and in. Maxie with her first basket. She's got 4 points. Now 24-17 Streaks, 2:15 to play third quarter.
Well, Maxie, it took her a little bit to get up after she had gotten that offensive rebound and thrown it away. Found herself in the advantageous position of just being down there by herself after that.
And pick up ball, you call that cherry picking.
Yep.
As the ball gets knocked away and then we got a tie-up, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks as Andrea Sampson's going to check back in with 2:01 to play here in the quarter. Andrew will replace Kelsey Legg, give her a rest. 2:01 to play in the third. Streaks leading 24-17. Lauren Campbell to inbound from near the Streaks coaching staff. In it comes to Andrea Sampson, back to Lauren out high on the right side. Puts on the floor, hands off to Andrea, and she'll give react. She'll keep it now, and she'll bring it back out near the center circle. Andrea Sampson on the dribble gets picked from Emily Minard. Now they're going to call an offensive foul on Emily. She would have been okay, but she moved on the pick and didn't make any contact. But then as she was trying to turn to roll to the basket, she kind of bumped and moved along, and it ended up being an illegal pick. So Emily got her third foul.
Again, she's done that a couple times and gotten away with it. And I'm sure Coach Kessler's kind of clued the official in to watch for it when there's that seal.
Wow, nice move by Meadows. Stopped and pulled up with a jumper from about 14. She put it up and in.
And all of a sudden, it's back to a five-point game.
Now Deja Range from the free throw line. Shot partially blocked, and that should be Streaks. That was blocked. That was blocked. The shot was blocked.
Wow.
But Coach Massey didn't see it. That shot got blocked, and they didn't see it. The officials didn't see the shot got blocked, and they're giving it to Salem. Wow. We're the only ones in the gym that saw it, apparently.
Yep.
Wow. All right, back to Salem, 24-19. Streaks lead 120 to play here in the third quarter. Meadows is, as you said, feeling she that nice pull-up jumper she had last time. Now she puts it on the floor on the dribble out between the circles. 110 to play, 24-19 Streaks here in the third quarter. Well, I like the fact that they're still going to take a lot of time off the clock.
Right.
As long as the Streaks have the lead. Now Meadows fires a long three from the right side. That's short. And the rebound to Yvonne Mixon on the weak side. Gives way to Chloe McCarthy.
Lauren was wide open.
I mean Megan Lingenfelter. And Miss Lauren there. Now it's Andrea Sampson on the right wing. 40 seconds to play, and Coach Massey says, let's work for one. Right wing, Emily Miner.
With how sloppy this game has been, it's not a bad idea to try just to get one here and keep them from getting a two-for-one.
Now Emily Miner splits the defenders, going down the right side of the lane. Can't hit, but she gets fouled. I think they're going to say it's on the floor, though, before the shot.
Yep.
I think it's going to go against Meadows. Reaching in on her.
You are correct.
So Trinity Meadows, that's her third foul.
Yep.
So quickly, Coach Kessler is going to get her to the bench, and it'll be
Caitlin
Banning.
They're giving her free throws on this.
Oh, wow.
No. Okay. No, now he's saying baseline. Yeah. I was going to
say Emily lined up at the free throw line, but
I couldn't believe that was going to end up in free throws.
Take it if you can get it. Kelsey Lake back in. She'll inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. Andy Yvonne Mixon on the right side, and a jump ball called.
That was a quick jump ball.
Wow. Well, I guess, I suppose, because the shot was blocked, I guess it would have been a travel. If not, I don't know. I don't know what you would have called there. I'm not sure if there was any contact now, but it goes back to Salem with 24 seconds to play. Streaks leading 24-19. Banning brings it across in the center circle.
That was a carry.
Yep, being hounded by Kelsey Lake. Finally gets it off to Haynes. Haynes drives baseline, gets to Banning with 12, now with 11. Now gets to Maxie in the center circle with 8. Maxie on the dribble with 7, now with 5. Right wing, it goes to Haynes with 3. I don't know if they'll get a shot off.
Oh, she got hit in the eye. We're going to get a foul. She got hit in the eye by Andrea.
Well, he didn't. They not.
Maybe
just
not.
Stopping play.
How do you stop playing that call foul
I'm
there?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. He stopped. And Andrea wasn't. It was an accidental. She was kind of poking at the ball, and Haynes leaned that way, so she caught her in the eye. That's kind of a break for them because I don't think they were going to get a shot off.
Well, they were going to, but I don't understand how you just stop play without.
Right. And it comes, three-pointer up, and just missed at the buzzer by Williams. We have played three quarters. It is Galesburg 24, Salem 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day, some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
8 minutes to play in ball game number one here from the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Salem Wildcats 24-19. And, we got up, 11-point lead, and you really didn't want to give that momentum up. And in some ways the Streaks have here. We'll see how they come out in the fourth quarter.
The Streaks just need to keep trying to just kind of stay above the fray right now because the game's gotten fairly ugly at times. And basically what happens is that Salem kind of pushes the deficit down, and then the Streaks are able to get a couple baskets to get back up. But the shooting percentage just has not been good for the Streaks, and now we got a turnover.
Streaks turn it over. Williams down the left side, lays it up, and got it. Destiny Williams.
Second by 41, Destiny Williams.
With her first basket, and now Emily Minard on the right wing. Traveled, they didn't call it. Now Kelsey Lake between the circles, 24-21 Streaks. Andrea Sampson for three, right wing, missed it, and Chloe McCarthy, weak side area hand on the rebound, and now falls out of bounds. They're going to say it goes back to Salem.
34.
So Salem with a chance to cut it to one or tie with a three, which they've only hit one of those in the ball game. I guess that's the same for the Streaks, though.
Yeah, and both teams have been well off on many of their attempts, too, so it's not like teams are just missing. The Streaks have had couple that have been on the rim, but a lot of them have been kind of long.
Sager gives to Meadows on the left wing. Now a steal by Yvonne Mixon. Big play by Yvonne. They try to get it inside to Gillett. And now the Streaks turn it over.
Just
Emily Miner posted up and just throw it over the top. That didn't need that one. Come down, set it up. You don't need to do anything special here. 7:08 to play, 24-21, Streaks lead. Meadows brings it across, met by Kelsey Lake, gives to Maxie. Maxie dribbles left, out high left side, it goes to Sager. Left wing, this is Meadows. Meadows holds on, now puts it on the floor, directs some traffic, gets a pick from Gillett, goes back the other way, and Kelsey Legg knocks it away. I'm not sure what she was trying to do. The pick didn't do any good because she went toward the pick, then went away from it, and Kelsey Legg was there waiting for her and knocked the ball away. Sagard inbound from the left baseline out far near the three-point arc. And it comes to Meadows, three-pointers off the mark. Yeah,
not by much.
And now the rebound goes to four, and they're going to say Andrea Sampson's foot was on the end line as she picked the ball up. So another opportunity for Salem. We talked about this in the third quarter, giving them extra opportunities.
Well, they're getting all kinds of life here from the streaks. The streaks have got to limit them to one shot and out at most.
This is Maxey to Meadows out high left side. 6.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 24-21 lead. Meadows drives left side. Shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne brings down the rebound. Down court, Emily Minert right side, and she's going to get fouled by Sagar, and kind of gave Emily a break there because she kind of lost the handle on it. I'm not sure she's going to be able to get a good shot off, but that is just the fourth or 15 foul now. So the streaks will have it on the left baseline. Second on Casey Sagar. Kelsey legged inbound, gets to Chloe McCarthy left of the center circle. To Kelsey on the right wing. She'll dribble out high and set the streaks offense to Emily Minert right wing. Now at high right side, Yvonne Mixon tried to get to Kelsey, and the streaks throw it away. Threw it behind her, and Kelsey couldn't hold on.
22 turnovers now for the streaks.
And a timeout called by Salem, a 30-second timeout with 6:10 to play here in the ballgame. Well, you know, you talked about that momentum thing. You know, the streaks had the 11-point lead, and you get one more basket, you know, a turnover or keep them from get a stop, and that might be the dagger, but they've been able to work their way back in.
Yeah, the streaks, their offense is just going cold. I mean, they got this actually up to we're up 23-12. From that point, we've been outscored 9-1. So
we're up to a 12-point lead then.
No, 23-12.
I'm sorry, 11, yeah.
But they've been on a 9-1 run since then, and the streaks just have not looked crisp at all. I mean, 10 turnovers in this half so far, and we're only through one in about a quarter quarters.
All right, Salem with the basketball near midcourt on the far side, and it comes to Meadows in the center circle, hands off to Maxey in the center circle. And she'll set the offense. I guess the good news for the streaks is the fact that Salem takes so long on each possession. Chloe McCarthy nearly had a steal, now nearly another one, now another tie-up. And I think this time it should point toward the streaks, right? Am I right? Where are we pointing? They haven't pointed. Oh, it's how'd Salem get it back again?
I think they had it. We had it at the quarter.
Oh, okay. That's right.
That was the change.
But it just seems like every tie-up has gone to them.
Right.
Meadows out high on the right side. Out high left side, this is Maxey, goes to the wing, pulls it back out, goes to the top of the key, bounces for Sagar out high right side. Sagar working against Emily Minert, now out high left side to Maxey. Maxey goes to the wing, now baseline, leans in, shot blocked again by Yvonne Mixon, and the rebound, another tie-up, and this time is going to point toward the streaks. Well, Yvonne has just been a beast. We not quite 8 points in another basket to end up with a double-double. How many blocks now?
Two.
Oh, that's just two, man. It just seems like more.
Yeah.
I guess Deja had one earlier, too. I think Emily maybe.
Deja's got one. Chloe's got one. Kelsey has one.
Kelsey has it out high on the left side, directing some traffic. Down the right side lane, kicks out to Andrea. It's got tapped away, and it's going to go back to the streaks in front of their own bench.
Yeah, good job by Andrea to gator arm that one. She pulled her arms back right away.
Hanus had gotten a hand on it. Chloe McCarthy inbound in front of the streaks coaching staff. Back door to Kelsey Legg on the left side. Up with a shot. Too strong. Gets her own rebound, but it's knocked away. Kelsey goes to the floor. She's up, though. And now back the other way. This is Meadows. Meadows, left side. Sagar running the floor. Got behind the defense. Laid it up and in. And Emily Minert tweaked her ankle. She's right up. I mean, she had kind of lost her footing going after that ball. But she's up and walking at least. But Sagar lays it up and in. Now make a 24-23 streaks. First basket of the ball game for Casey Sagar.
11-1 run now.
5 minutes to play. Streaks with a one-point lead. Kelsey Legg with it to Yvonne Mixon. Nice pass underneath to Emily Minert. Five-footer away again. And Emily just, she's not extending and not, I mean, just.
Yeah, she's just short-arming everything right now. She's one of 11 from the field.
I think Coach Massey's talking to the official about maybe some contact on that shot, which there may have been some, but she's still not, I'm not sure, just not getting the shot up there and extending and, like Eric said, short arm it. So Salem with a chance to take the lead here for the first time this afternoon, trailing 24-23, 4:43 to play in the ball game. Right baseline, Meadows outside the three-point arc. Dribbles left, and ooh, come on. Meadows went up for the shot and leaned into Andrea Sampson and wasn't even trying to make the shot. She was just trying to draw the contact, yeah. And they called the foul. Second on Andrea Sampson. Trinity Meadows goes to the free throw line with the two shots. See if the pattern holds true. Nope, she bounced the first one through.
I feel like this is just to spite me because I said if the Streaks got a double-digit lead, there was pretty much no way Salem was going to get back into it because of how slow they've been on their possessions, and now they have their first lead of the game.
25-24 as Meadows hits both free throws, 4:34 to play in the ball game. Left wing, Emily Meinert. Now Yvonne Mixon out high left side, Kelsey Legg near the center circle. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's off the mark.
She never got her feet set.
Now, and the rebound's going to go back to the Streaks as Haynes had her hands on it, lost the handle, it bounced out of bounds. Streaks did a break there, and Kelsey Legg will inbound from the right baseline. Streaks looking to retake the lead here. Coach Massey trying to get Streaks set up here for the play. And don't want to get a five call. Got to get it in. Finally gets into Chloe McCarthy out high on the left side. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Right of the center circle to Andrea Sampson. Andrea on the dribble right. Stops. She'll fire the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound comes out long to Haynes for Salem. Now Sager, top of the key, kicks it out right of the center circle. Now this is not what you want. Now Meadows is going to hang on. Now Kelsey Lake comes out and guards her because they take a lot of time off the clock just trying to score anyway, but this is not what you need if you're the Streaks and you're trailing now. Maxey, right wing, pass knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. He's going to go back to Salem.
Streaks have yet to score here in the fourth.
Lauren Campbell checks back in. She'll replace Chloe McCarthy with 3:48 to play. Streaks trailing 25-24. Inbound to Haynes, drives into the paint, runner up off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out by Yvonne Mixon. Andrea Sampson comes away with it. Kelsey Legg bounces for Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. Left baseline. Lauren Campbell for three. Good! That's what you need. Streaks retake the lead 27-25, 3:25 to play in the ball game.
First bucket in forever.
Yeah.
I mean, their last basket made it 23-12.
And I think that was, wasn't that Deja's basket?
Yeah, I think so.
It's been a while ago because Yvonne, I think, had the first two of the third quarter, and then Deja had the one. All right, this is Sager with it, 3:07 to play. Right wing, Meadows, 27-25 Streaks. Meadows penetrates. Ooh.
Is this against Emily?
Yeah, if so, it's her fourth. I'm not sure if they called her or Kelsey.
The scoreboard only has her for two.
It goes against Kelsey Legg. They call her for the reach. That's her second. That is the 15 foul now on the Streaks. 3:03 to play. Sager to inbound from the right baseline for Salem. Haynes got behind the defense. Emily Miner got there late, but got there quick enough to at least stop her from getting an easy shot.
Emily lost her. I think Emily thought she was going to push to the right and said she faked right, went left, and opened herself up. And
so Haynes goes to the free throw line with two shots. Now, according to the board, that's just the third on Emily. We had her with three already. The freshman, Haynes, 5'9", puts it up and in. Second shot is up. That one is missed. And rebound tapped out and run down by Lauren Campbell for the Streaks. Looking for some help, and Coach Massey calls the timeout. And this is a full, nope, this is a 30-second timeout, 2:56 to play. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. You got to check out 2017 Nissan Titan. The SD is what we're driving, or XD, excuse me, what we're driving. Very nice, the crew cab. Full amenities in this thing, including heated seats, which you like this time of year, power seats and power everything. Really, really nice. Nice, clear backup camera. And right now, the 2017 Titan's in stock. 0% for 72 months plus $2,000 or $8,000 year-end savings. And also that lifetime, pro-certified lifetime warranty. This on all new and used vehicles that are 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, and except for the certified pre-owned. That's a whole different thing. But the Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty doesn't cost you a penny. Unlimited time, unlimited miles, no cost to you. And that will come with your 2017 Nissan Titan. Check it out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
I don't get this strategy by Coach Kessler. She decided to come out and press. Now, lucky for her, the streaks didn't burn it. But, I mean, we haven't seen a whole lot of propensity to be able to run with the streaks, per se.
I mean, I don't know if she thought maybe she'd surprise us and we'd just turn it over on our own. Andrea Sampson to Lauren Campbell, left baseline for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound off the hands of Yvonne Mixon, and Haynes comes away with it. Gives to Sager. 27-26 streaks. Now it's Maxie on the right wing. To Meadows out between the circles. Back to Maxie. She'll bring it back out and reset for Salem. Maxie dribbles left. Gives out high left side to Haynes. Now left wing to Meadows. She's going to fire the long three. That's an air ball.
That's not
and
a smart
shot. And the ball, Gillette just comes away with it, but her pass stolen away by Andrea Sampson. 2:10 to play. Streaks would like to get a score here. Up 27-26. Yvonne Mixon to Lauren Campbell, left wing. Lauren penetrates. Splits the defenders and going to be fouled, going up for the shot. Good job by Lauren Campbell. A little bit of slow motion on the move, but a good move by Lauren as she got caught up there between two players, but picks up the contact, and it goes. Who was that?
Gillette.
Okay. Oh, let's call against number 40.
That'll be her third.
They have her for two.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know if the scoreboard's missing a bunch of fouls, but
Lauren misses the first free throw.
Yeah, can't be doing that. This is crunch time right here. The streaks need to make every free throw they can make.
27-26, and boy, missed the second one. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound, put back, missed it. Ah, boy, rebound comes down to Gillette for Salem. Big rebound, and Yvonne couldn't get the putback up there. That would have given her a double-double for the game as well. 27-26 streaks, 1:45 to play in the ball game. Meadows out high right side. This is Sager with it now, out high on the left side. Working against Andrea Sampson. Now left wing, it goes to Maxie with 1:35 to play. Maxie, top of the key, Meadows. Meadows dribbles left. Scoops a shot up. Nobody cut her off. Scooped it up with the right hand up and in. Trinity Meadows with the basket. And now Salem retakes the lead, 28-27. Kelsey Legg with it. Boy, those free throws, free throw misses hurt.
Really starting to hurt the streaks.
Now back door, give and go. Yvonne Mixon on the pass from Kelsey Legg. Couldn't get it to fall. And Meadows will walk it up for Salem with 1:09 to play.
Streaks are getting good looks, just not finishing. That was another one that just went into the elbow of the rim.
This is Meadows, left wing, under a minute to play now. Kelsey Legg.
That should be an offensive foul. They're going to call a defensive foul on Kelsey, but before she slapped her, Meadows threw her shoulder into Kelsey.
So Meadows is going to go to the free throw line because that's a seventh foul on the streak, so she'll have a chance of the one in bonus. She did hit her last two, but she struggled from the line prior to that here this afternoon, and high arc on that one and makes it.
Now she's coming up big in the clutch time.
Yep, 57 seconds to play, 29-27 is the Salem lead. Second one up and made that one as well.
Streaks do not need a three-pointer here.
Just get down and score quickly. Kelsey Legg across midcourt right side. Just go to the basket. And now a timeout called by Coach Massey.
And now Galesburg. It is a full timeout.
Full timeout will take one as well. 50.2 to play. Streaks trail 30-27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Well, the Streaks have plenty of time. Just got to be able to knock a shot down. 50.2 seconds to play. Streaks trail 30-27. Tom Erdith there, Gibson at Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Salem Wildcats. Streaks had an 11-point lead in this one, and Salem went, what, on a 11-2 run?
Well, like right now, I mean, if you keep it counting, it's 18-4.
Wow. So the Streaks with the basketball don't need a three. They just need to score quickly. I'm guessing they'll pick up with full court pressure. Moore and Campbell to inbound, and it comes to Kelsey Legg now with 48 seconds. Now Emily Minot right wing to Yvonne Mixon top of the key. Kelsey Legg left side. Now it's Andrea Sampson left wing. Emily Minot top of the key. Now the Streaks reset with 38 seconds to play. Now you may have to look for a three. Now they set a double pick and nearly turn it over. Andrea Sampson able to run it down with 29 seconds to play. Now Andrea dribbles right. Goes to the wing, picks up with 25. Looking for some help now. And timeout called by Coach Massey. Jeez. With 21 seconds to play.
29 seconds off the clock, and the Streaks didn't get close to the basket there.
That was tough. Full timeout called by Coach Massey. I know he was. Coach Massey called a play. They couldn't get it done. But when that breaks down, you can't get it. That's when you got to just go to the basket.
Right. Well, it looked like initially it looked like they were going to try to take advantage of Andrea in the post,
yeah.
But she ended up getting switched off, and Haynes was on her.
Yeah.
And at that point, she didn't want the ball, so she waved the ball off, and the Streaks kind of scrambled there for a minute, but never made any attempt to get towards the basket. And you know, the whole time you had Emily Minot out on the perimeter, which doesn't help you at all. Emily's got to be inside. I know she's having a rough night. She's, you know, just 1 for 11 from the field, but her prowess is right up by the basket, not out at the three-point arc.
Yeah, well, at one point you had her, and she made the pass to Yvonne, who was outside right. The three-point arc up high on the left side, too. So we'll see what we come with out of this timeout with. Streaks trailing 30-27, 21.1 to play. I don't know now, do you try to go for the three now with this amount of time left, or do you try to get inside, get the two, maybe get some contact?
I think you take the best shot you get.
Yeah.
If you can get an open three, then you take the open three. I mean, ideally you want to get to the rim, but it's not like the Streaks are shooting a high percentage from,
right,
by the rim either. So,
and it comes to Lauren Campbell, top of the key. Lauren drives right, stops, fires a three, got fouled on it, no call, and it's an air ball, but the rebound, Andrea Sampson. Andrea pulls it back out with 14, now with 12. Now Kelsey Legg with 11, dribbles right, gives to Lauren Campbell. Lauren stops, fires a three, got hammered,
got
no
hit.
Call. Are you kidding me? She got hammered on the three,
Streaks
and no call.
The Streaks have to foul her. The Streaks are going to let the clock run out.
Wow, how did you miss that? Twice she got fouled on a three-pointer. How in the world did you miss that? She got fouled by two players.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know how in the world you missed that. Because she got fouled on the first one, too. I don't know how in the – man, right across the arm. Well, you can't fault that play, though, because the Streaks had an 11-point lead in this basketball game, and I let that dwindle away, and they fall to the Salem Wildcats. Final score, Salem 30, Galesburg 27. Wow. So, yeah, even on the first one that she put up, she got fouled. They got her
right.
Arm, and that's why it was an air ball. And then that last one, she got hit from in front and behind. And,
well, and I don't understand. The Streaks didn't even attempt to foul after
yeah.
the rebound. They just let the Wildcats run the last 5 to 7
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, because they turned to go play defense, and I don't know where the heads were at there. But the Streaks fall 30-27 is the final score. Streaks fall to Salem. We'll come back with our postgame show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our postgame stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the savory Sausage, Egg, and Cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Bilt Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Increasing clouds the rest of today, high of 9 above, wind chills near 9 below. 50-50 chance of snow overnight tonight, a low of 3 above, wind chill near 6 below. Below zero wind chills in the morning tomorrow with cloudy skies and a chance of snow and a high of 17. Right now it's 4 above with a wind chill of 8 below at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Mattoon High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall in their opener here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament for the first time ever. They fall to Salem 30-27 was the final score. They got outscored in the third quarter, 11-9. Then in that fourth quarter, 11-3. Just the one three-pointer from Lauren Campbell there in that fourth quarter. So, tough one here this afternoon for the Streaks. And I don't know if Coach Massey will be a while longer in the locker room after this one or not. They just didn't had opportunities down the stretch. And we ran 29 seconds off the clock initially without getting a shot off and had to call timeout. And still had 21, and honestly, Lauren Campbell did get fouled there at the end. Should have been the call, but no guarantee you're going to make the free throws. Plus, you don't want to be in a situation where an official's call or non-call at the end is going to win or lose the game, and, you missed so many other free throws and shots anyway, and the turnovers on top of that. I mean, just, 1-for-6 from the free throw line, you win the game if you shoot better from there. So you can't blame that no call on the loss here this afternoon. And plus the fact that you had an 11-point lead in the second half on a team that was taking a lot of clock off, a lot of time off the clock every time they were trying to score. So just Streaks. I don't know. We thought you maybe early on the way they looked. Maybe we're gonna. I don't know if I was going to say blow this team out, but handle them. I thought it was going to be a double-digit victory anyway.
Yeah, once we got up to an 11-point advantage, I didn't think that there was any way that they didn't. The only player that, I mean, and you can say this even at the end of the game, the only player putting 8 points up for them was Trinity Meadows. Yeah. They scored 30. She had 17. So, you think going through that eventually that what was going to happen was they didn't have anything to go on, and the Streaks were eventually just going to kind of whittle this thing away. And unfortunately, the Streaks just kind of went ice cold from the field, and that was the end of it. I mean, other than who hit that three in the fourth?
Lauren Campbell.
Other than the Lauren Campbell three, they didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Lauren had missed a couple of free throws there as well in the fourth. So, all right, Streaks fall. The final score is Salem 30, Galesburg 27. We'll turn around and play again a little bit later on this afternoon. Looks like we'll probably be on time because they're not even the next game is not even teams aren't even out here yet. Got extra a few minutes in between because we got done a little bit earlier. So we're scheduled for a 4:30 tip, so about 4:06 for the pregame this afternoon here. The next game scheduled is a we're actually back. We're actually almost a half hour ahead because it's a 3 o'clock start.
They built in an extra half an hour.
Yeah, so a 3 o'clock start for Olney and Vandalia, and then the Streaks at 4:30 this afternoon here. Take a timeout, come back, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also run down our post-game stats and name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. Streaks fall 30-27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall 30-27 to Salem Wildcats. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Thanks to Streaks head coach Evan Massey for joining us. Coach, I know you felt, especially early in that third quarter, you were in control. You got up to an 11-point lead, and we had mentioned throughout the game, they took so much time off the clock to score. And part of that was due to your defense. You thought, boy, you feel pretty comfortable with that lead. But you couldn't get the ball to go through the hole this afternoon.
No, we couldn't. It was, it's one of those games you'd like to, say, what the positives were or, if this or that. I mean, we played poorly. I mean, there's no other way of getting around it that, I think you're right. I think defensively, I thought early on, I thought we played good defense. I thought late in the game, I don't know how many shooters we fouled, and that generated a lot of offense for them by us, fouling shooters and what we're doing. But we had our opportunities. I thought early in the game, we missed a lot of close-in shots that we, would like to have back and didn't. I thought late in the game, we ran some things and, we got a layup and missed it. And then even the last play, we set it up and we had Emily over. It was set up for Emily to take a shot over on the left wing, and we never, passed her the ball with it and stuff. So it was unfortunate, a lot of ways. I thought we defended ourselves well, just made very poor decisions on our part.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the shots. I mean, just even getting good looks under the basket and just couldn't get them to fall. I was going to ask you about, you had the two timeouts late. You had the inbounds play with about, 50 seconds or so to play, and couldn't, whatever you were trying to run at that point, couldn't get that. Did they run more clock than you wanted them to before?
Yeah, I mean, what we actually did, we had called two different things and said, we're going to run this, and as soon as we get through it, we're going to run the next thing. And what happened was, unfortunately, I think it's tough for kids in that moment to see, in that moment they have to understand you can't pass up a three. And unfortunately what happened was in both things we ran, we got somebody open for a three, and they didn't pull the trigger. Well, now, we've given up 25 seconds, and so now it becomes a late, a late game situation instead of a, we've still got opportunity, some time to go.
Yeah, well, like you said, wasn't overall a great game. Some of the positives, your bigs again, and Yvonne in particular. I thought, the hustle overall. I mean, early on, you had numerous players diving after loose balls and really playing hard, which this team does, but dominating on the glass early, some block shots, and I think we had Yvonne in double figures in rebounds again. So they were dominant in that respect early, but then again, you get on the offensive end, and even offensive rebounds dominant there, but just couldn't get the putback to fall.
Yeah, and then I think we got tired, and we didn't get offensive rebounds as well, you know, later on with things. And it's just, you know, it's a situation where it's just what you have to do is just keep hoping that, you know, experience becomes a teacher with things of, you know, like the out-of-bounds play that they scored and took the lead on was the main out-of-bounds play that they run. And you go through it and stuff, and here, you know, with 2 minutes to go in a game, that you don't execute what you've worked on that way. So hopefully as time goes on, you know, we'll get kids that execute it a little better.
I guess that's what makes it fun, right? Working with the 15, 16, 17-year-olds and trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Right. It's just, you know, it's as I said to the girls, what's unfortunate is, you know, this isn't close to the best team that we've played all year. And so it's one that it really stings because, you know, looking at our schedule after Christmas, you know, it may not be every week we've got, you know, games that are always winnable. And this was one that was winnable. And, you know, now you turn around and it's going to be, you know, in an hour and a half, a little bit tough coming back. And I challenged them a little bit because I thought there were different times where individually they didn't give to the team that they were. By that, I'm saying we were a little bit more poor me, and that showed up.
Coach, we always appreciate you taking some time to talk with us, and I guess we'll be talking again real soon here. Turn around quick, as you said, about a 4:30 tip. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us, brought to you by Courtright Construction Internet, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout, come back with our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year in a brand new Buick or GMC at Yem in Galesburg. Up to 25% off the MSRP, along with thousands in holiday bonus cash and trade assistance, means you simply cannot buy a brand new Buick or GMC for less.
Happy holidays. This is Jeff Jones from Yem Chevrolet. We have a brand new 17 LaCrosse. Save over $7,000. We have the all new 18 GMC Terrains in stock with holiday savings of over $3,500. With 18% off on 17 GMC Acadias, you'll save over $8,600. With holiday savings on 17 GMC Sierra Crew Cabs, you'll save $12,000 now at YIM. Check out our 12 Days of Christmas videos on Facebook for even more holiday deals.
You simply cannot buy a brand new Buick or GMC for less. Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year at YIM. Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax title license stock fee extra.
Rochester is first up for the Galesburg boys basketball team, and the Silver Streaks get underway at the Taylorville tournament tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz, join Steve Cheeseman and me for Silver Streaks boys basketball tonight at 6:40 on WGIL.
Streaks fall to the Salem Wildcats, 30-27 is the final score here this afternoon. They'll turn around and play again in, less than 2 hours, about a 4:30 tip. We'll take care of about 4:06 here this afternoon for the Sullivan Redskins. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Not a lot to write home about on the offensive side. 8 points for Yvonne Mixon to lead the way on four baskets, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Lauren Campbell off the bench, a 3 and a 2, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Deja Range on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Megan Lingefelter on a three-pointer. 2 points for Emily Meinert on a basket. The Streaks just 2 three-pointers, 1 for 6 from the free throw line. For Salem, they were led by Trinity Meadows, their senior guard, 17 points. She ended up 6 for 10 from the free throw line, 4 twos and a 3. Nobody else anywhere close to double figures. 4 points for Caitlin Maxey, a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Taylor Gillett. She had a couple of baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Casey Sager on a basket. 1 point for Chloe Canis on 1 for 2 from the line, and 2 points for Destiny Williams on a basket. 1 3-pointer in the game, 9 for 15 from the free throw line.
Well, team stats not pretty. Streaks turned the ball over 23 times, 22 turnovers for Salem. Streaks did out-rebound the Wildcats 36-33, including 21-13 on the offensive end. However, Salem shot at 10 of 36 from the field, 1 of 6 from downtown. So that was good for 28%. So if you remember from the first half, they were 3 of 13. So therefore, in the second half, they were 7 of 23 to up their percentage. Streaks, on the other hand, shot at 24% in the first half. They finished 24% for the game as they were 12 of 50 from the field, including 2 of 15 from downtown. Now, to break
12
that,
of 50?
50.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Good for 24%. And to break that down a little further, they were 7 of 29 in the first half. They were 5 of 21 in the second half. And they were 1 of 11 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So 4 of 10 in that third quarter was their best shooting quarter of the game, shooting at 40%. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Emily Miner finished with 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Yvonne Mixon, 14 rebounds with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 of those being offensive. 2 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Deja Range had a pair of offensive rebounds and a block. Lauren Campbell had a pair of rebounds and a steal. Chloe McCarthy had 1 rebound, 4 steals, 1 block. All those steals came in the first half, however. 5 rebounds for Andrea Sampson with a steal. 1 rebound for Megan Lingenfelter. 1 rebound for Riley Jenkins. And 2 boards, 3 assists, 4 steals, and a block for Kelsey Legg.
Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks fall 30-27. We'll come back and name our day's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I was going to say, we.
Oh, well, let's keep talking then. I took one too many break, didn't I?
Yes.
All right, we'll stay here. How about we name our day's Automatic Crunch Time Player of the Game right now? You know, early on, we thought that these were the things that were going to make the streak successful here this afternoon. And still, you know, when crunch time actually came, didn't happen. You know,
right.
It just we had a thought maybe, you know, Yvonne had gotten an offensive rebound, chance at a putback, couldn't get it to fall. Had a chance, a couple threes, chance at some free throws, couldn't get anything to fall. So I guess we have to go back to when the Streaks had kind of gotten their lead early and what we thought was really setting the tone. And yet we talked about Kelsey Legg all over the floor diving after loose balls. What, 4 steals in the game for Kelsey, just did a great job defensively. But yeah, like Coach Mass said, we got tired in the second half. So I'm guessing we're kind of in agreement here the way we have to go, and just nothing much happened offensively except for rebounding and rebounding in general. And again, this young lady just hustles on the glass and was chasing down some loose balls as well.
Yeah, we'll go with Yvonne Mixon. I believe this is the senior second straight Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. In fact, I think it's her third in the last 4.
Yep.
She finishes with 8 points, 14 boards. As I said, 8 of those offensive. 3 steals, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. So she really filled it up. Unfortunately, as with just about every player on this team today for the Streaks, her shot was not falling. She was 4 for 11, so she was at least up over 33%, which was greater than the team average. But, just a tough afternoon for the Streaks. You almost wonder if they had bus legs or something, having to take the long bus ride down here. I don't know how much time they beat us by, but they were here when we got here. So
I had bus legs, and I didn't even play.
another tough one for the Silver Streaks. But Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, we're going with the senior Yvonne Mixon.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the Streaks fall 30-27 was the final score, and they'll come back, turn around, and play again at 4:30. We'll take the air right around 4:06. We should be very close to being on time, as the game prior to ours, they gave some time in between. So this one's scheduled to tip off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we're scheduled for a 4:30 tip. So right around 4:06 for the pregame 4:30 tip. Eric and I will be back with that. Of course, Streaks boys basketball later on, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. The boys over at Taylorville, they will open up against Rochester here this evening. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you following the girls' game here tonight. Thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson. Streaks lose 30-27 for Eric Gibson. Tom Erta saying good afternoon for now.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.